Hey, 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 welcome to day 4 of the Over 50s Fitness and Mindset Challenge. How are you enjoying this series? I hope you're loving it. This is the Kim Constable podcast, by the way. Nobody cares, work harder. We do actually care a lot, but we still want you to work harder. Somebody said in the group this week, what was it they said? You can either be comfortable or constable. And that made us laugh so much. Comfortable or constable. I think I'm going to have to get that printed on a t-shirt, actually. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, today is all about the 25-hour day. I am gifting you an extra 60 minutes every single day. You never, ever thought that you could have a 25-hour day, did you? Well, today, I'm going to give you at least an extra 60 minutes because yesterday, we blew all your excuses out of the water. So you don't have them anymore. But now I have to give you the time to be able to show up and actually do the work. So that's what we're going to do today. Because if you have ever wished that you just had more time, you are welcome. Because today, I'm going to give you an extra hour every single day. As the master of time management, I have managed to build a multi-million dollar global empire while homeschooling my 4 kids and crushing my fitness goals as a professional athlete. And it's because of the technique that I am sharing with you today. And here's a spoiler for you. I have never, ever taught this before on a podcast. So you've probably never heard me teach this information ever, unless you were in my 4-week shredded body challenge. And then I did touch on it in that. But this is completely new information that changed my life and enabled me to build a multi-million dollar global empire, as well as a stage worthy body. And that is exactly what I'm going to teach you today. So buckle in. Enjoy it. I hope you love it. And tomorrow is the last day of the challenge, but I'm going to teach you how to do it, not just dream it. Tomorrow I'm going to give you a fail-proof plan and strategy that you can use to sculpt the body of your dreams, even over the age of 50. So stay tuned, listen up now, and I'll meet you back here tomorrow for the final episode in the series. Okay, bye for now. Well, hey, 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 welcome to day 4. We're here again. Are you guys having fun this week? Are you having as much fun as I'm having? I can guarantee that you're not actually having as much fun as I'm having, because this is some of my most favorite material to teach. And this is the first time that we've ever actually taught live inside a Facebook group and on YouTube. And it really has been a game changer. Like, it never occurred to me to go live on YouTube for people who didn't want to be in a Facebook group. Because a lot of people actually don't like being on Facebook. I don't really like Facebook either, to be honest, especially during the whole pandemic and the whole fact-checking thing and all the rest of it drove me a bit bananas. But unfortunately, many people are on Facebook, and this is where we host all of our groups. And if you are in the Facebook group, I hope you're enjoying the community, because we really do have the best sculpted vegan community ever in the world. So anyway, I promise you, I am enjoying this challenge so, so, so much. And I've been really looking forward to teaching today, because it's something that I've never taught live in a masterclass ever. I did teach a similar concept in the last challenge that we did, the 4-week shredded body challenge. I did teach it there, and it literally blew the people away. They were just saying, this is absolutely phenomenal information. Like, I've never learned this before, and it's literally going to change my life. And then afterwards, they kept like going into the group and talking about it and saying, I did this and I did this and I did this. And this is a game-changing technique, and everybody absolutely loved it. So I thought, you know what? This is so important for the over 50s, because, you know, yesterday we were talking about how you need to ditch your excuses. We have all of these excuses for why we can't, you know, do what we know we need to do or what we want to do. And so today I'm not only going to help you to ditch those excuses, I am going to help you to blow them right out of the water, because it is true. We are limited on time. Okay. And many of us do believe that we just don't have enough time to do the things that we want to do in our lives. And for many people, you know, time really is very, very precious. I know many of you here are working full-time jobs, you're working shift work, you're looking after loved ones or relatives, you're looking after grandkids, you are, you know, it seems like your life never really gets any less busy. Like, you think that, oh, whenever my kids are grown up, I'm going to have a little more time. And then the grandkids come along, and then you get busier, and then your, you know, parents get sick and you have to look after them. And it just seems to be that there's never, ever enough time. And I really have had to develop some very crisp skills is how I would describe them. Some really fail-proof strategies to be able to manage my life, because I don't just manage my company. I manage my company, which has a UK team and then has an American team. So I have two different teams in my company. I have coaches all over the world. I have my director of operations and my director of marketing both live in America. So I don't even get to work with them every day. We're on completely different time zones. So I need to work with them in the evening, and they need to figure out a way to work with the company. So I manage the company, but I also manage my house. So within my house, I have a chef and I have two housekeepers, and then I have four kids and I have a husband. So I need to manage, you know, all the kids' activities and the housekeeper and the chef and all their holidays and time off and all of the stuff that happens in the house. We have a very, very, very busy house of people coming and going. There's teams of gardeners and there's, you know, people doing work around the place. And honestly, my house is just flat out busy. And then I have my horse yard, because I actually ride horses semi-professionally, and we have five high-level competition horses at a yard. And I have full-time groom and a part-time groom and five horses and a daughter who rides there. In fact, two full-time grooms and a part-time groom. So I have a team that I manage up there as well. So I have to manage all of these different teams and businesses all the time, as well as, you know, managing myself and trying to get to the gym and, you know, do my own work and, you know, ride my own horses and all these different things that I have to do. And so because I have fit so much in to my life, I had to become a master of time management. But here's the interesting thing. I didn't become a master in time management after I started running my company and I had all of these different things to do. I became a master of time management before I started my company, before I became successful. And I fully believe that it was mastering the skill that I'm going to teach you today that was the game changer in my life. Mastering this skill literally changed my life. Because honestly, when my kids were young, when I had four kids at home, and you know how much, any of you who have kids, you know how much laundry kids generate. You know how much mess kids generate. You know that your house is constantly covered with toys. And we have quite a big house, so trying to move around it and get everything organized and trying to get the beds made every day and get the laundry done and get the laundry hung up and get the laundry put away and take the kids to their activities and do the cooking and the shopping and the cleaning and looking after my husband and also, you know, making time to socialize or do things for me and trying to train and teach yoga and all of these things. It was really, really, really busy whenever the kids were young. In fact, obviously, I really admire anyone who does their own housework and laundry. I don't anymore, because I used to, but it really is almost like a full-time job doing laundry and housework. Like, it's horrendous. And so whenever I decided that I wanted to train in the gym as a professional bodybuilder and start my business, which I did at the same time, right? Most people just choose one thing. They either start a business or they start training in the gym. No, 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 not Kim, not crazy Kim. Kim decided to do both at the same time. And so whenever I decided to do both at the same time, as well as still do everything I had to do at home, because I needed to make sure that I wasn't going to drop the ball, because my husband was not happy about the fact that his wife was going to stand on stage half naked in a thong, showing her butt to the world. No, 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 no. He was not happy about this whatsoever. So because he was not happy, and he was not happy about the amount of time that I was training, and he wasn't happy about, you know, me posting all these pictures on social media, and all of this time was being taken away from the kids, I set out to prove to him that I was going to not drop the ball in any way. Looking back now, I was completely ridiculous. I should have said to him, Ryan, get off your high horse, stop whinging, we're in this together, man up and start looking after your kids a bit more. But I was like, no, no, I'm going to make sure that I do not drop the ball in any way. So I wanted to make sure that there was delicious home-cooked food on the table every single night, that the fridge was always full of food, that I've got a hair here, it's really annoying me, that the shopping was always done, that the beds were made. I wanted to make sure that, you know, the house was tidy, that we were still entertaining, that I still had time for him for date night. I was determined that as I built this business, that he was not happy about me building, because he couldn't see any of the upsides. He could only see the downsides, right? He could only see that I was just never at home anymore. I was spending money, you know, building this business. I was constantly training in the gym. There were no upsides for Ryan in the beginning, none whatsoever. So all he could see were the downsides. And so I was determined that I wasn't going to drop the ball in any way. And so because I was so stubborn and defiant, I developed this incredible time management system. And it's what I'm going to teach you today. And I promise you, if you implement it, it is going to change your life. So remember I taught you yesterday about how if it's important to you, you'll find a way. And if it's not, you'll find an excuse. I think that a a lot of people don't realize that they can restructure their time. I think a lot of us feel at the effect of our lives. And what I mean by that is we don't realize that we're actually in the driver's seat. And especially, I think it's true for women because we're pulled in so many different directions, right? We're trying to take care of so many people. And a lot of times it feels like we spend our entire day putting out fires. Who here feels that they spend their day putting out fires, caring for this one, doing this one, reacting to this, reacting to this? Like we spend our time being reactive in our lives. And it's exhausting being reactive. And I used to be reactive whenever I was younger because I was constantly reacting to the needs of the people around me that I had to take care of. And anyone who's taken care of 4 kids under the age of 5 will tell you just how reactionary their life can be. And that was me in the beginning. Now, my kids weren't under 5 whenever I started bodybuilding. They were a little older than that. But even still, it was still extremely difficult. And so today, I'm going to teach you the secret that has helped me to build a global empire as well as train as a professional athlete. And this is just one of the time management techniques that I use to run my life every single day. I still use these techniques now. I have so many teams that I manage, I have to be a master of time management or I simply won't get anything done. So where did I first learn about time management? Let me tell you a story. It's the same story that I told, was it yesterday or the day before? Can't remember. I think it was yesterday. I told the story about how I was trying to run a company and I'd started this language company for my kids and I was trying to run this other company and then I gave birth to my 4th baby who was unexpected and he wasn't I expected to give birth to him. I didn't expect to get pregnant with him, just to clarify. Wasn't one of those ones where suddenly I was like, oh shit, there's a baby. Like, I, by the way, just as a little side note, do you ever hear about those women who, like, you know, it's like, I didn't even know I was pregnant and then I was on the subway and suddenly I just gave birth and you're like, anyway, I digress. So I gave birth to Jack and I really began to struggle. I really began to struggle to fit it all in. I was trying to run this business. I was trying to look after the kids. I was trying to, you know, look after the house. I was trying to keep everything afloat. I was still trying to find some time for myself. I was sleep deprived. I was time starved. I was all of those things. And the day that I nearly broke was the day that I sank to my knees in the hall. And if you missed it yesterday, you can go back and watch yesterday and watch the replay. I sank to my knees in the hall, put my head in my hands, and I started to cry because I just couldn't continue with my life the way it was. I just couldn't continue. I just couldn't keep going. And that was the day that I decided that I was going to start an internet company. I was going to, in fact, I didn't even know what an internet company was at the time. I had heard about a blog and I thought, I'll write an ebook. That's what I'll do. I'll write an ebook or I'll write a blog. And I've heard that people are making money from ebooks or from blogs, or whatever. So I'll do that. And that's how I'm going to make some money. And that'll enable me to still stay at home with the kids, but also to earn some money without, you know, having to go out to work, because it wouldn't have been cost effective for me to go out to work and pay for childcare anyway. So that's what I decided I was going to do. And so I realized at that point as well that I needed a better system because I spent my life putting out fires. I spent my life feeding people, reacting to people, you know, running around after the kids, picking up toys, fitting in laundry wherever I could. I just felt like I was constantly putting out fires and it was emotionally as well as physically exhausting. And I realized that I needed a new system. Now, a couple of months previously, maybe even a year previously, I had gone to an evening, a book signing or a book launch evening at my cousin's wife's kids' school. Now, I homeschooled my kids, so they didn't go to school at the time. But she had said to me, oh, do you want to come on a Thursday night? There's this woman, Alison Mitchell. She's going to be apparently like doing like a book launch or whatever for her new book. And there's going to be wine. And I was like, oh, wine. Oh, yeah, I'll go for wine. Because on a Thursday night, you wanted any excuse to get out of the house and say to my husband, oh, Anna really wants me to go with her to this book launch. So you're going to have to look after the kids. Anything to get out of bed and bath time for just one night, right? So now I wouldn't go to a book launch if you paid me $10,000. I wouldn't go. People ask me to go out all the time. And I'm like, no. And they say, oh, do you want to come to this black tie event? No. Do you want to go out and do this thing? No. I don't go anywhere. I'm so boring because I'm so busy these days. But anyway, I digress. In those days, a glass of wine would have got me out the door. No problem at all. So I went to this book launch and there was this woman there called, I have to give her credit, called Alison Mitchell. And she wrote a book called Time Management for Manic Mums. And in fairness to her, she did this kind of, you know, funny thing where she talked about different chapters of the book and she used different analogies and she had peacock feathers and different things. And I was like, oh, it was all very nice. And, you know, but at the time I was a bit like, well, like, you know, I wasn't running, you know, the company. I don't think, maybe it was 2 years previously, actually. I definitely wasn't running the company. I didn't have four kids. I think I maybe had two or three. Just wasn't quite as busy and it wasn't really relevant to me. But after I sank to my knees and cried in the hall and my kids were all patting me and saying, mommy, mommy, are you okay? After I sank to my knees and cried, I was like, where is that book? I will do anything at this point, right? Anything. I'm willing to try anything. I was like, where is that book from that book signing that I went to? So I went and found it on the bookshelf and I started to read it. That's how desperate I was. Started to read the book. And as I was reading it, and a lot of it really wasn't relevant to me either. They were kind of, you know, it was entertaining and funny and whatever. But as I started to read it, I thought, wow, this woman really knows her shit. Like, this is exactly what I'm struggling with right now. And I really began to read. It was a lot about laundry and mum problems and whatever. But there was a couple of things from the book that really I took away from it that I used to transform my life. And that is what I'm going to teach you today. I'm going to teach you two or three techniques today from the book that I have used to transform my life. The rest of it wouldn't be relevant to you, even if you went and bought the book. I would definitely give her a shout out though. Alison Mitchell, Time Management for Manic Mums. Like, I don't think it's been a bestseller, the book. I should probably tell her that I'm like educating thousands of people all over the world, tens of thousands of people. And promoting her book for her. She probably doesn't know. And actually, I think I've sold quite a few copies for her since I've been talking about this book. So I'm sure she's probably like, I wonder why suddenly I'm getting so many book sales. But here's all you need to know from the book, right? So I was reading the book and I realized that I could really use the principles to change my life and change how I was doing my life every day. And so I did. I started to implement different things in the book and implement exactly what she taught. And let me tell you, almost overnight, my life changed. Almost overnight, my life changed. And that is not an exaggeration. But not only was I able to fit in more things, not only was I able to do more things, I finally felt that for the first time after implementing the things I'm going to teach you today, I finally felt that for the first time, I was in control of my life. I was in the driver's seat. And I also finally felt like I could make time for those things that I had been pushing to the back burner. And one of them was my health and fitness and, you know, other different projects. Another one was this business that I wanted to work on and I just couldn't figure out how I was going to fit it in. But after reading this book, I began to realize how I could fit it in and I began to make changes every single day. And making those changes every single day and making time for my business and making time for my fitness was actually the thing that propelled me forward. And it is the reason why I'm sitting here in front of you today, tens of thousands of you, having reached 500,000 women in the last 6 years. Honestly, that's how effective what I'm going to teach you today is. Once you implement these strategies, you can literally do anything. You can achieve anything in your life. And that is not an exaggeration. I have made more than $30 million as a stay-at-home mom of four kids, $30 million with a world title to my name in bodybuilding, 7 shows under my belt. You can literally achieve anything. And now you're all like, okay, Kim, shut up and just give us the goodies. Stop holding out on us. Okay, so let's go. So here's the deal. There are things in your life that are super important to you that you are just not prioritizing. Now, these things are things like I said, getting fit or finally going on a diet or an eating plan or learning what macros and calories are and finding a meal plan that works for your life or finding a fitness plan online that you can actually make time to follow. Because how many fitness programs have you bought? Tell me in the comments. Like, just say me if it's you. How many people have bought fitness programs? Maybe from me. Maybe you've bought like 10 of my different fitness programs and you've never finishing one. You haven't even started one, right? Or maybe you're in the 4-week shredded body and you're like, finally, because we've set that up in such a way that we're setting all our programs up in such a way now that you can't fail. So, but loads of you will have bought, yes, you're all saying me, right? Okay. So many of you have all of these big ideas, or you've started businesses, or you've started fitness programs, or you've started learning jujitsu or karate or the piano or the guitar or a new language, right? All of these things that would be fulfilling to you in your life. Fulfilling that if you had more of them, you know you would be happier, more joyful, a nicer person to be around, but you would wake up every day feeling that your life had more meaning. Wouldn't you? Like if you could just achieve some of these things that you've been wanting, like I bet you there's one or two things that are popping into your mind. Like for me, certainly, I wanted to improve my French for a long time. I speak French fluently, but I don't get as much practice anymore. And I really want to improve my French. And I really have wanted to learn the guitar for a long time. I play piano and I would love to brush up my piano skills. These are things that I really am not prioritizing at the minute, which is fine because I'm prioritizing building my business. But other enormous things that I have been able to prioritize using this technique. Like we're building the world's first social marketplace for the fitness industry in the form of an app. Okay. We have built this incredible app that we're launching next year. It's going to revolutionize the industry. There's nothing like it. We've been working on it for over 2 years. And it's using this technique that has enabled me to bring that app to where it is now. So a lot of you will have things in your mind, and it might not be like a fitness app that's going to revolutionize the world and the fitness industry. It might just be, you know, I would love to learn a new language, or I would love to train to be a massage therapist or train to be a yoga teacher. Or it could even be, I would just love to be able to go to a regular yoga class. So it doesn't have to be world peace, right? You don't have to want these like enormous, massive things. It could just be really simple things. But each of you can think of something that you really want right now. Okay. So I want you to keep it in your head. So what I learned was that there are things in your life that are important to you that you're just not prioritizing, but it's not your fault. Well, it kind of is, but it's not really. But you didn't know. Up until now, you simply haven't understood how to prioritize the things that are important to you, but that is all going to change after today. And here is why it is going to change. Ta-da! So, I call this the time management quadrant, okay? Time management quadrant. So this is what Alison taught me that changed my life. I'm going to explain what each of these are to you, okay? I'm going to move my microphone over a bit so that I can fit me and this into the screen. So there are things in your life that are urgent and important. These are things like your tax bill is due and it needs paid. And if you don't pay your tax bill, you will be fined. These are things like your boiler in your house is playing up and you think that it might pack in very soon if you don't do something about it. So you need to get someone out to service your boiler. Urgent and important. This is, you have to submit an online exam that you've been, a course you've been taking, and it has to be submitted by Friday. And if it isn't submitted by Friday, you miss the deadline and you will fail. Urgent and important. If you take care of a loved one or yourself, there is a doctor's appointment that you must take your son to or your husband to or your mother to. And the doctor's appointment is on Thursday and it's a 3-hour drive away. Urgent and important. Make the appointment and drive there. These are things that are urgent and important, okay? This is where most of us spend a good portion of our time, right? Here in B, these are things in our life that are not urgent, but important. So not urgent, but important things are your fitness goals. These are your goals for your life. These are things that will enhance and enrich your life if you could just make time for them. This is learning the guitar, learning another language, finally getting fit, learning how to meal plan, getting on a fitness program. These are your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, the things that would enhance your life in some way. It could even be finding a relationship. Maybe you're recently divorced, or maybe you've never been married, or maybe you would just love to have a new relationship. Maybe you've discovered that you prefer women to men, and so now you have to work out how to have a relationship with a female. These are things that are not urgent. Nothing will happen if you don't do them. There is no deadline. There is no downside. There is no tangible consequence that you will feel if they're not done. Okay? So this is the part of the quadrant here that I'm trying to get my thing in here, that we don't spend very much time in at all. Now, next we go to urgent but not important. This is where we spend, again, a massive portion of our time. I haven't actually worked out the percentages of where we spend our time, but I think that we would probably spend most of our time here. I would say 70% of your day is spent here. Urgent but not important. These are things like your phone rings or your phone buzzes because nobody has their phone on anymore. So you're working away or you're doing something, the phone goes bzz, 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 as mine does, and you pick it up and you look and you see it's your mother. What do? You answer, "Hi, mom." And next thing you know, you're having a 25, 30, 45 minute conversation with your mother. You're sitting working away, you're doing something, you're driving. No, not driving. You're doing something and your phone goes ping and you see a notification come up in your phone. Facebook notifications, Instagram notifications, whatever notifications. You're like, oh, there's a notification from Instagram. Oh, somebody has mentioned me. So what do? Click on it. The next thing you're on Instagram and you're scrolling away or you're on Facebook and you're scrolling away, okay? The reason why they seem urgent is because there's a ping or a bzz, 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 bzz. This is someone knocks at your door. You're in the house and you're doing something. You're in the middle of a Pilates class and someone knocks on your door and you see it's a Jehovah's Witness. And instead of saying, "Sorry, not today," or, you know, "It's not my religion," or whatever, you stand at the door and you have a conversation with them for 30 minutes because you're too polite to say no, right? Too polite to send them away. Urgent but important. These are things that appear to be urgent, but they're not really important, okay? This can also be, "Mom," like, "Mom, I need you to help me with this," or "Mom," or, you know, or if your kids are teenagers like mine, or maybe your kids are a little older, but these are, you know, someone is calling you for help, or maybe you're in work and someone stops by your desk and they really need help with an urgent project that they're working on and you get sucked into helping them. These are things that are in your face. These are people. These are knocks. These are rings. These are buzzes, right? These are all things that appear urgent because they're like demanding your attention. They're knocking and buzzing and ringing and demanding your attention. They seem urgent, but most of the time, they're not important. And then in the final part of the quadrant, we have here in D, not urgent and not important. I would say that we would spend 70% of our time here, 20% of our time here, 9% of our time here, and 1% of our time here. Most people. What is this? This is Netflix. This is having a good old gas with your girlfriend on the phone in the evening, sitting in front of the TV. This is mooching around in bed, scrolling Facebook, getting sucked into watching reels or TikTok videos or YouTube videos. This is where you're distracted by something and you're like, "Oh, look at that over there." And then the next thing, two hours later, you're watching, you know, best songs, best chair turnaround songs from The Voice. I've never done this. I've no other people who've done this. Certainly never me. No. Never been sucked into 2 hours of YouTube watching people singing on The Voice in bed at night when I should be sleeping or working. Never. Other people. Not you. No one here, by the way, has ever done this. The other people who aren't here, who didn't show up, you know, because they are working on things that are not urgent or not important. Okay. You getting this? You seeing where this is coming from? Okay, so what is the problem with this? The problem with this is, see this bit here? Which finger is this? This is very hard. Well, see this bit here? You know what this is? This is where your dreams die. Your dreams die here. Because they're not urgent, but they're super important. That fitness program, this is a fitness challenge after all, fitness and mindset challenge. That fitness program that you have been meaning to start for a long time, the even just meaning to try to find out about, or the gym you've been meaning to join, or the meal plan you've been meaning to cook, or just the information you've been meaning to look for. These are all things that are not urgent, but they're important, because you're not fulfilled because you're letting your dreams die, because you're spending all of your time in urgent and important, urgent but not important, phone ringing, phone buzzing, and not urgent and not important, watching episodes of The Voice on YouTube. Those other people, not me, not you, other people. So once I learned this, and I learned how I was letting my dreams die, I was allowing my dreams to die because I wasn't prioritizing them, everything shifted for me. And I began to prioritize my day based on these quadrants. So here's what I did. The first thing I did was, I was feeling super overwhelmed. I did a massive brain dump. And this is what Alison recommended to do in the book. A massive brain dump, where I took every single thing that was in my head that I wished I could do or have time for or I wanted to get around to, and I put it down on a piece of paper. And I mean everything. Everything like fix the light switch in the bathroom, look for a new shower head, book French lessons, look for a French teacher online, get fit, find a gym to join, fix my slow puncher on my car, renew my tax, look for a new computer, book a cut and color, look for skiing holidays in January, you know, whatever. Every single tiny thing, from leaky taps to guitar lessons to French lessons to anything. Cleaning out cupboards. And you know that Tupperware cupboard that you have in your house that you've been meaning to clear out for ages? That. You know the freezer that's like iced up and like spilling shit out of it that you keep thinking, God, I must defrost that freezer? That went on my list. Fix the, you know, or get someone in to paint the, like in our kitchen, we just got blinds taken off and new ones put in. And there's these holes that have been filled in on the wall above the windows. And I need to get the kitchen repainted. That went on the list. Every single tiny little thing that I could think of that was occupying space in my head went on the list. Even things like get a facial, book a massage, book a chiropractic appointment. Everything that I kept thinking, I must do that. Oh, I must do that. Oh, that would be great if that was done. Everything went on the list. And then what I started to do was I started to schedule these things into my diary. And I would prioritize them based on A, B, C, or D. So here's how your diary should look every day. Your diary should have probably one or two things at the very top of the list that you're going to call A1, A2, or A3. And these are your things that are urgent and important. They must get done today. So I have things like this in my company that are on my to-do list that, you know, my assistant Natalie manages my to-do list, and she will prioritize them and she will put in due dates. So anyone in the company has anything they need me to do, it goes on my to-do list. And every day she'll say, I've added something to your to-do list, and she'll check on it and she'll look at it, and there's a date on it. Okay. And that becomes then my to-do list that I have to work off every day. And so the things at the top of the list are A1, A2, A3. They must be done today. They are urgent and important. There's a downside if they don't get done. They get done first. Now, most of us move directly from A to C. Most of us move directly from urgent and important to straight down here. Urgent but not important, and then straight over to here. And we completely bypass B. Not you. You're not going to do that anymore. You're not going to go straight to B. So next in your diary, every day, you're going to have at least one or two things from your B column. One or two things from your B column. So you are going to put down something every day, one or two or three things if you can, if you have time, that are going to move you closer to something you want for yourself. And if you have been meaning to get fit for a long time, and maybe you've been meaning to look for a fitness program, maybe you don't even know which ones you're going to do. Well, you're going to put on B. You're going to put down in the B column, B1, research fitness programs online. And you are going to research fitness programs online. And then B2, you're going to Look for guitar teachers in your area. And that's what's going to go on today's list. And then tomorrow's list is going to follow on from that. And the next day's is going to follow on from that. And your to-do list every single day is going to be made up of A's and B's. And then you're going to put in some C's if you have time. So you have to then look at your list of all of the things that you have to do tomorrow or the next day, And you want to try and schedule forward as much as you can. And you are going to prioritize them into A, B, C, and D. They will be mostly A's and B's. If there's time for some C's, if you enjoy scrolling Facebook, if you enjoy, you know, like maybe you need to call your mom or your sister, or your aunt for a chat, you want to check in on them and it's not urgent, it's not important, it's just like a check-in. Well, that goes into your C task, but you write it down. I like to talk to my parents a lot. I see my mom all the time. I don't see my dad as much as I would like to, or I do see him a lot, but not like every single day. So I will schedule into my diary, call dad. And that will go on to my C list because it's not urgent or important. And it's not urgent, but important. It is not urgent, but important. But nothing will happen if I don't do it. But I like to speak to dad. And so I will put that into my diary every single week and I will make sure that it happens. And when it's written down and I see it, I'm like, oh, today is the day that I call dad. And usually when I pick up the phone, I say to him, I only have 15 minutes. So I'll tell him immediately, I only have 15 minutes. And then this is terrible, but I set a timer. And then I'll say to him, oh, dad, I'm going to have to go shortly. Like I'll warn him, I'm going to have to go shortly because my dad could talk and talk and talk and talk for days. I don't know where I get it from. So I am very efficient with my time. And people are like, oh, that's so clinical because that's your dad. I'm like, well, I'm a very busy person. And isn't it better to talk to him for 15 minutes once a week than to never talk to him at all or twice a week? Yes, of course it is. I'm just efficient with my time. And then if you have any time left at the end of the day, well, then you can stick something in your D column. You can watch an episode of Downton Abbey, or you can, you know, binge on something on Netflix or whatever. But that goes into your D column. And that doesn't get done until everything in the A's and the B's gets done. Okay? That is how you're going to live your life from now on. But here is what you need to do before you do that. I'm going to give you an extra R every single day. And I'm going to do it today. I'm going to give you a 25-hour day. Minimum. This could even give you a 26 or 27 or 28 hour day. So here is your exercise for tomorrow. You are going to keep a time log of every single minute that you spend between now and we meet back here tomorrow. You are going to set a timer on your phone to go off every 30 minutes until you go to bed. And when that timer goes off, you're going to whip out your device, maybe do it in your notes or maybe keep a notepad with you. You're going to whip out your phone. Most of us have our phone with them all the time. And most of us have our phones with us all the time. You're going to whip out your phone and you're going to note down what you were doing for the last 30 minutes. And I don't want you to try to change what you're doing because quite often what gets measured gets managed. So now that we're writing it down, we become super conscious of it. It's like whenever you ask people to keep a food journal, you all kept a food journal, remember? Whenever you ask people to keep a food journal, what happens is, got a piece of fluff in my hair. Whenever people keep a food journal, they suddenly start to control what it is that they're putting in their mouths rather than just eating normally as they normally do. But what you're going to try and do with keeping this time log is you're going to become super efficient at figuring out where you're spending your time. Because if you don't know where your time leaks are, then you cannot plug the leaks. So I want you from we finish here, to start writing down every 30 minutes where you're spending your time. If you were on the phone for 30 minutes, write it down. If you were, you know, if it was like, oh, I spent 10 minutes scrolling Facebook, write that down. If you find yourself getting, you know, caught chatting to someone at the water cooler, write that down. If you were working in a very focused way, updating spreadsheets, write that down. I want you to keep a note of your time log over the next 24 hours. And you are going to be shocked by what you find because you will find that you are wasting time where you didn't even know that you were wasting time. And the point of this is that if you can choose 6 activities and shave 10 minutes off each activity, you can save yourself 1 hour every day. Do you know how much time people spend scrolling Facebook? Or scrolling Instagram or scrolling social media, you get sucked in. You're not even aware of the time. But if you can find 6 activities and shave 10 minutes off each activity, maybe you just do the laundry quicker Maybe you have to fold laundry and you're doing it slow and you're picking up your phone and you're checking it while you do it. And then you're getting back and then you get distracted and you have to go and get someone a snack, or maybe someone calls you on the phone. And so folding the laundry ends up taking like an hour, when really, if you worked with intensity, you could probably fold that laundry and have it all put away within 15 to 20 minutes. But Parkinson's law states that the job will expand to fit the time available for its completion. So if you have 2 hours to fold the laundry, folding the laundry will take you 2 hours. If you give yourself 15 minutes, it'll take 15 minutes. I quite often give myself a really short window of time to accomplish something, and I do it on purpose because it forces me to concentrate. And then I'm like, okay, I schedule myself so tightly that I literally have 10 minutes to complete a task, and it only takes me 10 minutes to complete it. It's incredible what can happen when you start to take control of your time. So once you've kept a time log, then you're going to look for your leaks. And after 24 hours, you're going to look for your leaks and you are going to plug them. And I guarantee you that if you do this, you will find an extra hour every single day, if not more. And then the question becomes, what are you going to do with this magic hour? Maybe you might spend it on the B column. Not urgent, but important. Maybe you might research that fitness plan. Maybe you might teach yourself macros and calories. Maybe you might fit in a 10-minute ab workout or a 60-minute workout in the gym. Or maybe you might, I don't know, learn Spanish or whatever it is that you've wanted to do. That extra magic hour is going to give you back time that you thought you'd lost. And if you do this, I promise you, you can find time for anything that's important to you. And that's why I decided to make this a fitness and mindset challenge. Because what I have learned after teaching 500,000 women across the globe is that you can, you know, the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. I realized after years and years and years of creating the most effective fitness programs in the world that the thing that stopped people from achieving them or following through on them was they didn't know how to manage their time effectively to fit it all in. And so when I started teaching mindset and I started showing people where they were making excuses and I started teaching them real skills of time management, the skills that I used to become successful, everything started to shift. Our last program that we ran was the 4-week Shredded Body Challenge. We had more people complete this program than any other program we have ever released. We sold 1,500 copies of the 4-week Shredded Body. And we run a weekly competition in these challenges. And I'm going to release a program tomorrow, by the way. I'm going to tell you all about a specific challenge that I have for you guys, which is just for the over 50s. You're going to absolutely love it. It's even better than the 4-week Shredded Body. And I have a really, really, really exciting surprise. Oh my God, I can't wait to release it. It's like, I have realized I figured out one of the things that stops people from being successful. And I have provided a solution to it that I don't believe anyone else in the entire fitness industry has ever thought of providing. And I can't really give away anything else. And it's the first time that we've ever done it. And I'm going to give you all the information tomorrow. But what I realized was, people need more than just a fitness program. They need a mindset program too. They need strategies because people are well-intended. All of you are well-intended. You want to achieve your goals. You want to get fit. You want to lose your mum tum and your belly and all the rest of it. You just didn't, one, know why your belly or your body was responding this way, which hopefully I've now taught you. And two, you didn't know how you were going to fit it all in. There's fitness programs galore all over the internet. Whether you buy one of mine or you take part in one of mine or you take part in someone else's, it doesn't matter. It's not the fitness program that's stopping you from achieving it. It's all of the other stuff that I've been teaching you this week. So I really, really hope that you have enjoyed what I'm teaching this week. I really hope that you find benefit in it. I want you to go to your email, look for today's PDF, download it, and I want you to work through the exercise there. And I want you to start noticing how you're spending your time, because what gets measured gets managed. And you are now going to spend most of your time here in the B column, where all of your dreams reside. And you're going to start to achieve everything you've ever possibly dreamed of. And hopefully you're going to let me help you support it. So you're going to let me help you or support you in achieving everything you've always dreamed of. Because I am the dream maker. It is my greatest honor to help people achieve their dreams and their goals, because it's something that I've done in my life. I'm more successful than I ever imagined I would be, and I haven't even scratched the surface of what I'm going to do yet. And if I can help give you a little bit of the magic that has helped me to be successful, then my life is complete. So go and do your exercises. Make sure you show up here for the Q&A later. We're going to meet back here in just over 3 hours. And guys, make sure you show up tomorrow if you can live, because I am going to be giving away really special prizes live on the call to those who show up live. I'm not even going to tell you what they are, but we have some epic prizes that we are giving away tomorrow randomly to people on the call. We're going to have like a party tomorrow. You have no idea. We are literally going to throw a party in tomorrow's session. We're going to bring it all together. I'm going to give you a plan. You're going to love it. And it's our last day together. Well, it's our last day here in this challenge, but we're all going to be together in the challenge group over the next couple of weeks. And you're going to love it. I promise you. Going to love it. You're going to be blown away when I show you tomorrow what I have in store for you. So go do your exercise, download your PDF. I'll see you back here for a Q&A in 3 hours. Bring all your best questions, and then we'll meet tomorrow for the party, and you're going to love it. Okay. Thank you so much for showing up. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you all later on for the Q&A and then again tomorrow. Okay. Bye.